Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. And we've been talking about confidence, not losing your confidence. Hebrews chapter 10 says, don't cast away your confidence, which has a great reward. I want you to know that if you make up your mind to walk by faith and to believe God, whether you're up or whether you're down, you're going to see God do something in your life, because the Word says He will confirm you all the way to the end. And we talked about this on the last podcast, that means that God's with you till the end. What He has done, He will guarantee. There's not going to be an alteration. Well, Lord, I've fallen on the hard times or the adversity or difficulty, or I've been struggling, or I struggle with trying to accomplish something. I know God did some things in the beginning, but it seems like ever since I've been in hardship and struggles. I want to tell you something. Even if you don't see any outward working, outward evidence of God working, don't quit. Don't cast off your confidence. Don't say, well, I guess I miss God. I guess God's not going to use me. I guess, you know, my life of fulfillment is over. No, that's not true. God, it says, and we read this over in 1 Corinthians, that God will confirm you all the way to the end. And I'm going to share a scripture with you here that I think will help you and bless you. In Psalm chapter 68, it talks about the fact that God led His people out of the wilderness. It talks about in verse 7, it says, "Oh God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel." Now listen to what it says in verse 9, because this is where I want to talk to you. If you're struggling, you've lost confidence, you've gotten weary in tribulation. Listen to what it says in verse 9. "You, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby," now listen to this carefully, "you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided for your goodness for the poor." Now listen to what it says. This is so powerful. God sent a plentiful rain to confirm His evidence. Now, listen to me carefully. When did He do that? When it was weary. The children of Israel were delivered from Egypt. They went out into the wilderness. God gave them signs and wonders on their way to the promised land. And it says that God sent plentiful rain to confirm their heritage. Now, it's interesting because the word here, confirm, also means to restore their heritage. When? When it was weary. When it was languishing. That's what that word means. I don't know about you. Let me give you an example of languishing. I remember one time many years ago, before I got saved, I rented a sailboat, a little small sailboat. I was in Florida, and I rented this sailboat, and I wanted to sail by myself. And so, man, I got in that sailboat, and the wind was good. And, man, I sailed out into Biscayne Bay in Miami. And, man, I was having a great time by myself. I mean, the wind was blowing, and I was sailing, and I was having a wonderful time. All of a sudden, the wind just stopped. Now, I'm in the middle of Biscayne Bay in Miami, Florida, and there's no wind. And I don't have a paddle. And I'm sitting out there thinking, what am I going to do? That was before cell phones. I didn't have any way to contact anybody. And I'm sitting out there, and I'm sitting there with this in this boat, but there's no wind. What's happening? I'm languishing. I mean, the wind didn't move the sail at all. And I sat out there for a long time. I don't remember how long, maybe an hour, going nowhere. Going nowhere. Now, how many of you have ever felt like you've been in the boat, you've been in the gospel boat, but there's been no wind to blow you where you need to go? I think I got your attention. Well, listen, that is something that happens to everybody where you seemingly are languishing. There's no wind. Oh, my Lord. It was hot out there, the wind, no wind, and I'm sitting there and I'm languishing. But you know what? Then all of a sudden a fresh wind hit those sails. And I started tacking to come back into the harbor, into where I had gotten the boat. And I want to tell you, it was so good to get back to shore. But here's the thing I want you to hear. Many times we are blown by the Holy Spirit. We're doing something for God. Then all of a sudden it seems like there's no impetus anymore. There's no wind of the Spirit. There's nothing happening. And we think, oh, Lord, the Lord's through with me. And you feel like you're languishing. I want to tell you something. Listen to me today. There's a fresh wind blowing because the Bible says God sent a plentiful rain when you confirmed your inheritance. When? When it was weary. So you know what? You're a prime candidate for God to do something if you're in a place right now where it doesn't seem like anything's happening. God's going to send a plentiful gift. The Young's translation, which is a literal translation, says this: a shower of free will gifts. Shake us out, O God, thine inheritance, when it hath been weary. Thou hast established it. I've got good news for you today. If you've been struggling, if you've lost your confidence, you're still in the boat of salvation, and I believe the wind's going to blow. I believe the rain's going to come. Ezekiel talks about showers of blessings coming. And I believe that showers of blessings are going to come on you and God is going to work in your life. And to be honest with you, I really believe this is also a word of prophecy about the body of Christ. Because, you know, if you look at the world and the turmoil that the world's in, and it seems like Christianity is losing ground, failing, falling back. But I want to tell you something. That is not true. God will confirm His heritage. And if you're a child of God, you are His heritage. And Joel 2:23 says that there will be a former and a latter rain that will come. Hosea 6:3 says that God is going to come like the rain, like the latter and the former rain to the earth. I can't wait. I am waiting for that wonderful, wonderful rain of the Holy Spirit to be poured out, where that refreshing comes. It may be the wind blowing again of the Spirit, but I want to tell you something. It's coming. So don't quit. Don't give up. Maybe you say, well, I'm weary. Well, I got good news for you. You're in a great place for God to confirm you as His heritage and to bring great showers of blessings into your life right where you are. God doesn't look down on you because you're struggling. He looks down on you saying, I'm going to help you. I'm going to pour out blessings on you. I'm going to let God work in your life. And when you see that, then you'll know God can do something great in your life. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. He said, God, who delivered us from so great a death, that's salvation. Now listen to this, and does deliver this, in whom we trust He will yet deliver us. Boy, I like that. Think about that. God has delivered us by salvation. He will deliver us right now where we are. And not only that, He will continue to deliver us. The Message translation says, He rescued us from a certain doom. He will do it again, rescuing us as many times as we need rescuing. Why? Because we're God's heritage. And it says that a plentiful blessing will be yours. And I want to encourage you today, what God has started in you, He will perform until the day of Christ. Don't cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Do the will of God. Be patient. And you're going to see God do amazing, awesome things in your life. Praise God. I trust you got something out of this today. I want to encourage you. If you're weary today, hey, you're in a great place for the wind of God to blow. You're in a great place for a plentiful rain of God's blessings on you to confirm you and say, hey, I'm with you. I'm going to bless you and I'm going to help you. And you're going to see God do some amazing, awesome things. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm glad you tuned into the podcast today. I trust that it was a blessing to you. Share it with your leadership friends. I believe they'll be blessed as well. God bless you till next time.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.